So let's review. Zakh the Mishnah, Haitzi a get ve'einu my ksuba. Gaiva ksuba sa. If a woman claims her ksuba by providing a get, but she does not produce the shtar ksuba, she may still collect her ksuba. Although there is a possibility of dilma mafgalo le ksuba sa v'gavya ba, she may produce her ksuba and collect again in another bezdin, and therefore we should not allow her to collect her ksuba based on the get alone. We can answer that this Mishnah proves shma mino kais ven shaver. The Baal is given a receipt, which protects him in the event that she produces the ksuba and tries to collect again. However, as Rashi explains, kaim alon keman do amar in kaisin shaver. Lafisha nimtza zetzarch lishmar shayvarim min ha'achvarim. We paskin that he cannot be compelled to accept a receipt and the responsibility to safeguard it. Rather, he can refuse to pay until the original loan document, in this case the ksuba, is produced and returned to him or destroyed. If so, why does the Mishnah rule gaiva ksubasa? The first explanation is agreed to by both Rav and Shmuel, that the Mishnah is referring to b'mokim she'en kaismin ksuba, where they do not write a shtar ksuba, because it's a maisa bezdin, and the woman usually collects her ksuba based on the get or eid gerushin. In this case, the wife claims, loikosavli, he did not write a shtar ksuba, as is the minhag mokim, and I'm entitled to collect my ksuba based on the get. The husband claims, kasafti, I did write a shtar ksuba, and I'm not obligated to pay until she produces it. The halacha is a love lehevi raya. He must prove that he did write a ksuba, for example, by bringing edim, because his claim contradicts the minhag hamakom. Now, if he does prove it and she does not produce the ksuba, he would indeed be pater because in kais ven shaver, we do not compel the nitva to pay and accept the receipt. However, the Mishnah is speaking of where he cannot prove it, therefore gaiva ksubasa. The Gemara continues that the Mishnah can also be referring to b'mokim shekais ven ksuba, where they generally write a shtar ksuba. However, Rav and Shmuel each have a different explanation. Shmuel explains, as before, that the wife claims, loy kosavli, he did not write a shtar ksuba, and I'm entitled to collect my ksuba based on the get. The husband claims, kasafti, I did write a shtar ksuba, as is the minhag hamakom, and I'm not obligated to pay until she produces it. In this case, the halacha is aleha lehevi raya. She must prove that he did not write a ksuba, for example, by bringing edim, because her claim contradicts the minhag hamakom. And the Mishnah indeed is speaking of where she does prove it, therefore gaiva ksubasa. Rav offers a different explanation, which actually explains the Mishnah, bein b'mokim shekaisvin, bein b'mokim she'en kaisvin, both where they do and do not write a shtar ksuba. And there is no concern for dilma mafgala l'ksubasa v'gavyaba, because get gaiva ikar. With the get, she can only collect the basic amount of 200 zuz. Ksuba gaiva tesefes. And only with the shtar ksuba can she collect the tesefes ksuba. But she cannot use a ksuba to collect ikar ksuba or a get to collect tesefes ksuba. The Mishnah continues, ksuba ve'einim a get, hi emeres avet giti, v'hu emer avet shayvari. If she produces the ksuba document but does not produce the get, she claims that the ksuba was not paid and the get was lost, but was not used to claim the ksuba. He claims that the ksuba was already paid before through the get, as ruled earlier in the Mishnah, because at that time she did not produce the ksuba. However, he lost the receipt, which he had to accept at that time to prevent her from claiming a second time through the ksuba. Similarly, a lender who produces the loan document following Shemitah, but he does not produce a prusbel document to prove that the loan may be collected. Hare elu lo yifro. The woman cannot collect her ksuba, and the lender cannot collect his loan. The Gemara says that according to Shmuel, the sefer refers to mokim she'en kaisim ksuba. Therefore, she cannot collect her ksuba now through the shtar ksuba, because as Rashi explains, chashinan she'mekvar gav sabaget. We're concerned that she may have already collected her ksuba earlier using her get. According to Rav, the sefer refers to both bein b'mokim she'kaisim and bein b'mokim she'en kaisim, and refers to a case k'she'en sham eid gerushin. There are no aids to prove that she was divorced, and since she's not producing the get either, therefore she cannot collect her ksuba because miga de yochel lemeim aloy gershtia yochel lemeim gershtia v'nesadi lo ksubasa. Since the husband would be neman if he claimed that he did not divorce her, he is neman when claiming that he did divorce her and already paid the ksuba. The Mishnah continues, Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer min hasakana ve'elech ish gaiva ksubasa shlei beget. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says that during the time of evil decrees against Torah mitzvah observance, in which out of fear they would destroy the get and prizbal immediately, a woman can collect her ksuba without the get, and the lender can collect his loan without a prosbul. Zok the Mishnah, Shnei gitin b'shtei ksubais. Goy b'shtei ksubais. If a woman produces two gitin and two ksubas from her husband, she collects both ksubas because it indicates that they divorced and remarried. One ksuba is written for each marriage, and her husband granted an additional ksuba by writing a second shtar ksuba. However, shtei ksubas v'get echad, oy ksuba v'shnei gitin, oy ksuba v'get umisa, ein goy v'el ksuba achas. If she produces two ksubas but only one get, in which both ksubas were written for one marriage, or she produces one ksuba and two gitin, in which one ksuba was written for both marriages, or she produces one ksuba, one get, and witnesses that her husband died, in which one ksuba was written for both marriages, she only collects one ksuba, because she amagarish as ishta v'chzira, amanas ksuba harishayna machzira. A husband that divorces and remarries his wife, and he did not pay it in the interim, only intends to provide her with the initial ksuba. Zok the Mishnah, katan she'asiyu aviv ksubasa kayemes. A minor that married through his father, in which the ksuba was written for an invalid marriage, his wife is still entitled to her ksuba after he matures, because she'amanas kein kaima. The marriage continued based on the original ksuba. Similarly, gershin is gaira ishta imay ksubasa kayemes. A Gentile couple who were married with a ksuba and subsequently converted, the wife is entitled to her ksuba even after the geiris because she'amanas kein kaima. Rav Huna says, lo yishonu el amonu mesayim, aval tosefes ein lo. The original ksuba can only be used to collect the ikur ksuba of 200 zuz. However, she cannot collect the tosefes ksuba unless he provides her with a new ksuba. Hanilach ha'kosev le'ishta, we have Baruch Hashem completed the 9th parak of Masechet Ksubis, and we'll begin the 10th parak Mishahoyah in the next daf, Be'ezus Hashem.